Well, I read this. I don't say who said it, but the two hardest things to handle in life are failure and success. Failure and success. And if you live long enough, you're probably going to experience both of those, some failure and some success. But how do you handle them? And when is a failure not a failure? You know, I think when you turn it into a learning experience and get back up, you know, you fall down, you get back up. You know, when you don't let it stop you, it's not really a failure. I'm going to read you just a little bit of some people in the past who we think of as being successes, but back in their early years, they were sort of looked upon as failures. It's sort of interesting. For example, Beethoven handled the violin awkwardly and preferred playing his own compositions instead of improving his technique. His teacher called him hopeless as a composer. Walt Disney was fired by a newspaper editor for a lack of ideas. Walt Disney also went bankrupt several times before he built Disneyland. Thomas Edison's teacher said he was too stupid to learn anything. Albert Einstein did not speak until he was 4 years old and didn't read until he was 7. His teacher described him as mentally slow, unsociable, and adrift forever in his foolish dreams. He was expelled and was refused admittance to the Zurich Polytechnical School. Louis Pasteur was only a mediocre pupil in undergraduate studies and ranked 15th out of 22nd in chemistry. Isaac Newton did very poorly in grade school. Henry Ford failed and went broke 5 times before he finally succeeded. And Babe Ruth, considered by sports historians to be the greatest athlete of all time and famous for his setting the home run record, also holds the record for strikeouts. Of course, I think Babe Ruth said that, you know, every strike, you know, brings him closer to the next home run. So, you know, sort of depends on your perspective and how you look at everything, especially how you look at failure. You might think about, in Genesis, the story of Joseph. Joseph, I mean, if you looked at his life at it, you know, some people would look at it as a failure at up to a certain point. You know, he wasn't having a good day when his brothers sold him into slavery. It don't sound like he had maybe even a good decade there for a while. You know, he went to Egypt and then got accused. Was it Potiphar's wife accused him? Yeah. So then he wound up in prison. So, you know, he just went from one bad situation to the other. You know, you might think, well, you know, that looks like a beginnings of a failure. But as we know how the story turns out, that he was actually became promoted to second in command and saved Egypt and his brothers from starvation. And, you know, I've turned there, but in Genesis 50:19 is that verse that says, you intended, he's talking to his brothers, he said, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. Success and failure. You know, you think about Noah. You know, he succeeded in building a big boat, big ship, but, you know, he didn't have many people on it, you know, when the world was flooded. Of course, you know, it was God that drew the animals on the boat, the ark, and it was... Noah did his part, and it was up to God, you know, to draw people on the boat. But he didn't. I guess one reason is their hearts were just so hard-hearted. You know, God is not going to force someone to do anything. What about you think about failure, success? And again, it's a lot of it's perspective. Daniel. Daniel was delivered from the lion's den. However, Stephen, in the book of Acts, was stoned to death. Which one was a success and which one was a failure? Well, it's really a wrong question to ask. You know, they were both successes in God's eyes. And that's, you know, that's what you want to remember, how you view success in God's eyes. Here's the real problem with success and failure. The reason they can be hard to handle. They both send a message to us, to our mind, to our heart. And Satan can use both of them. Satan can use both failure and success to send his message. You know, but God can and will use both to send his message to us if we'll tune into his will. I'd listened to a series of CDs called The Hurt Pocket, And one of these, in one of the series, I think it's number two, is called The Hurt Whisper. The Hurt Whisper. And I think it was a movie called The Horse Whisper. And he said that Satan is the hurt whisper. In other words, when you have a failure in your life, Satan whispers, you know, loser, you know, you're a failure, you're a loser. You're never going to get married, if that's going on in your life and you want to get married. You're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to quit drinking. You're never going to quit overeating. God can't use you. You're too ugly. You're too fat. You have too many problems. You're defective. All these things Satan will whisper, you know, when we fail. And by the way, you are defective. We are defective. You know, we were born in a defective world by defective parents who had, we had defective friends, peers, teachers, preachers, you know, while watching defective television shows and listening to defective music on the radio. But the good news is God is a redeemer, and he takes failures, and he takes defective people, and he heals them, if we will let him. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 9:12, you know, turn there, he said, they asked him, why are you spending all this time with these sinners? And he said, you know, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. Or, you know, failures that need help. So two of the hardest things to handle in life, failure and success. Why is success hard to handle? I admit, Ashley asked me what I was going to be talking about, and I mentioned that, success and failure. And she said, probably success is harder to handle than failure. Well, why, you know, they're both can be hard to handle. Well, Satan, or maybe our own minds, sometimes we might look at success, we might look at it, you know, look what I have done. You know, look what I have accomplished. And, you know, pride enters the picture. You know, we know that that was one of the sins of Satan. You know, he was cast out, you know, pride. You know, I will exalt myself. So that's one of the problems with success. It can lead to pride, wrong kind of pride. And we can look at, you know, look at what I've done. Also, it depends on your definition of success. Are you using the world's standards, the world's definition of success, or are you using God's standards, definitions of success? You know, and they're not quite the same. If we define it by God's standards, then it will be easier, you know, for us to handle it. Yeah, Deuteronomy 8, 11 through 17. Talking about success, you know, which is hard, you know, success can be hard to handle. Failure can be hard to handle. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 11. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwelt in them. So what are we talking about? We're talking about success. And when your herds and your flocks multiply and your silver and your gold are multiplied and all that you have is multiplied. Again, talking about success. Then when your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So, you know, he gives a warning. You know, when this happens, you know, when you are successful, you know, watch out that you don't think that you did it. Because in verse 18 it says, "You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the power to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant which He swore to your fathers, as it is this day." Over in 2 Chronicles, there's a story of a man who was a success for a while. And indeed, the whole Bible, you know, a big part of the Bible, if you want to flip over there to 2 Chronicles 26. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. You know, because a big part of the Bible is about people who became successful and about people who were failures. You know, the Israelites, they were successful when they obeyed God. You know, they'd get a good king or a good judge. But then they'd get then they would go back into sin, and you know God would punish them, and just over and over, success and failure, success and failure. Well, this is a story about a king, Uzziah, in 2 Chronicles chapter 26. In verse 4,
It says, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. So he had success as long as he sought the Lord. And he did right at the beginning. But then when you drop down to verse 16, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. He was a king, but this was the role of the priest. And I remember, Judge Roy Moore mentioned about separation of church and state. He said, this is, the principle, is there here in the Bible, because here you have the king doing what the priest is supposed to do. So, he started out in success, but then it says when he was, he was successful, but then he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. When Israel obeyed, as I mentioned, they were successful, but then, the whole Bible, or a big part of the Bible, success and failure. When they sinned, God would, curse them with failures, with penalties. And, of course, not all failure is a curse from God. There's probably a few are, but, a lot of it is, actually, a lot of failures are is how you look at it. A lot of failures are merely turning points, where you can turn, and learning points, learning experiences. The two hardest things to handle in life, failure and success. Well, you're going to have both, and that's like the good news and the bad news. You're going to have failures and you're going to have success. But the bad news of our failures doesn't have to stay bad, and it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us, and it doesn't mean that we are failures. And the successful times, if we are careful and prayerful and in tune with God's will and purpose, it doesn't have to lead us astray. They are both, success and failure, a matter of our attitude and how well we handle them with God's word and with his spirit. So which is the hardest? Failure or success to handle?